Next up, we got down to what URLs down the wire. Let's get it. So listen, bro, it's yours truly. It's B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. I've been, as always, I'm always gone and coming back, you know. I haven't really had, you know, anybody that listens, you already know, I don't really have, like, a set schedule for shit. It kind of just be whenever I feel like speaking my mind on the battle rap. I feel like now would be a good time, kind of distract me from shit. This card is pretty, it's pretty decent. It's not a bad card. Like, for one thing, Stumbles is the main event on the card. Him versus Shotgun Shug is the main event. That's a good look for Stumbles. Shout out to Stumbles. Shout out to Shotgun Shug too. We gonna talk about it though. We gonna get into it a little bit. But let's go with the one of the first battles that come to mind. We have Your Honor versus Young X. Last battle I seen from Young X was Clean Paper. Clean Paper kind of got him out of there. Like, Young X had some shit, but he just, what killed him was Clean Paper's presence, you know? Like, a Clean Paper that's on point is, it can be very deadly. If Clean can get through his shit, he could actually give us a rewatchable battle, you feel me? Like, when he ain't got, when he's not doing any fuck shit, like, looking at his phone or, you know, forgot material or, you know, when he actually get through his shit, my nigga, Clean Paper was one of them ones. Hell, Twerk said it in their first round of the battle, like, we not gonna act like you wasn't the man back then. Because Clean was, my nigga. Him and B, he was the first nigga to have a classic with B-Magic. And it was still during the Proving Ground stage. So, that's the last time I remember Young X was he stood in front of a good Clean Paper. Or should I say Kitchen Clean. And, well, yeah, shit got too hot in the kitchen. That battle, I gave it to Clean. Clean's not only Clean aura was better, like, he felt way more comfortable, but literally, he got all his shit off, like, it was fire. Even went to a roasting session on Young X, because Young X, one of Young X's breakout performances that I will always remember that really made me think he was going to be a star one day was when he faced Briz Rothstein. Like, what he did with Briz, he even had goods, like, okay, this dude's kind of fire. He had one of his best bars was like, if you got any street fame, you're dead. Cause mom always told me to shoot for the stars. Like, man, that was hard. I'm trying to tell you, Young X is not trash. He just, that wasn't his night, bro. Like, he has some shit, but nah, Clean was in a different bag. So with that being said, besides his breakout performance with Briz, there's not a lot that Young X been really doing for real. I mean, he got 3-0'd by Uno Lavos. And Uno Lavos don't even battle no more, cuz. Like, have you heard? Like, I have not heard from Uno Lavos. I haven't heard from Uno Lavos ever since that Cortez Volt Bodega body. But the thing about it was, that was kind of it. I didn't like it though. Like, that was the one time that me and Cortez was on the same page. I didn't like that they had Cortez facing all, you know, the Hispanics, Puerto Rican, you know, pretty much everybody in that, pretty much of that culture, Cortez was going up against, you know. And even though they're not all the same, but we, you know what? Let's not touch that. Disclaimer, I talk my shit. I just speak my mind. But overall, I didn't agree with Cortez having, like, they putting Cortez against all the niggas that are kind of like him. Like, that's kind of fucked up. Him and Jay Murder was not bad, though. Him and Jims could have been way better. But I blame Jims on that, because Jims was, like, in a different type. Like, that was Fat Jims. Fat Jims was, he was dangerous, but he was also, like, feeling himself too much. That's my opinion. Like I said, I'm a fan of, I've watched Just Gems. Stop being dirty. Shout out to Gems. For real. But yeah, Cortez did you bad. He knows that. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. But that's not the point. Point that we're trying to get to is who would win between your ex and your honor. So far, I got to go with your honor. Your honor, Glueezy? What the... like, I don't even... you know what? I'm not even going to cuss. What the heck happened to Glueezy? I am a fan of Glueezy, and yet, and Glueezy's verified. I still remember on the chat. I still remember in the chat. Oh, man. I still remember in the chat, you know, on, you know, the stream, I can't think of it. Ah, oh, dang, I'm super high. But anyway, I remember, I'm getting off topic. Anyway, no, Luis is verified on the app. On the, not the app, to the streaming app. I can't think of the name of it for the life of me right now. Caffeine! Wow. My fault, peoples. Yeah, I had a high moment. On Caffeine, Glueezy's verified, and somebody in the chat was like, how the fuck is Glueezy verified? Arsenal commented like, somebody really can clown a Glueezy for being verified. But in all seriousness, I fuck with Glueezy. I was a fan. I still am. I just don't like the Glueezy that's been lately. Glueezy just like, it's like he just, he fights, but he doesn't fight enough. Like, he might have a couple of punches that, but dang, I don't know. Glueezy ain't how he used to be. I missed the, ever since him and Ryder battled, he has not been the same. And I really didn't like that battle. Like, at first, I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute, Ryder's getting ready, like, Ryder, like, I'm, they gave me that call, you know me, I'm always ready, you know, but this one's, but I kind of know this person, you know, I can know this person, you know, I rock with this person. I'm up here thinking, like, oh, are they going to put a Ryder in, like, a brother-on-brother kind of battle? I'm like, whoa, Ryder and Jack Boy want to smoke with each other for the one time? I'm like, I didn't see that coming. Japanese versus I like to name my guns. I'm like, whoa, I didn't see that. I mean, but then again, I didn't see Twerk versus Drugs going. I didn't see that happening, and that happened twice. So, I mean, hell, why not? But no, Ryder had Glueezy. Like, I see Glueezy come in a promo like, oh shit, Ryder and Glueezy. I knew Glueezy was a goonie. But I didn't know that him and Ryder actually, like, was, like, actually know, like, on some brother shit. Like, they actually, like, homies outside of battle rap shit. I didn't know that. That's dope. That's dope as fuck. But, it, you know, it made good for, like, you know, for the promo, for the battle. But then when you actually watch the battle, Glueezy just, Ryder, he's, like, you know how Ryder is. Ryder has this thing where in, if it's not, in mid-round, somewhere in his round, he gonna address some real shit, and it's gonna land, but then it will eventually be overlooked in the future. Like, for example, the shit he was talking about towards Swave, he said a lot of real shit in that, but are we thinking about it now? Nah. He said some real shit towards Gwitty. Shit that he was saying, he was spitting some real shit about the politics of battle rapping, this and that. And it was fire, but once again, are we thinking about it now? Uh-uh. He found a cheek in Mike P's armor and got that nigga eventually out of the tournament. He set the seed. He put the poison in the drink for Mike P. And kind of gave, and kind of basically stapled the angle that will forever be with Mike P. The angle that also T-Top has to go through, but obviously T-Top battles it way better than you do, clearly. I mean, Arsenal showed a picture of T-Top's baby mama sucking another battle rapper's dick. That's fuck. Yo, there's no, like, yo, that's not, bruh, come on, bruh. Anybody that got kids with a woman, I'm trying to tell you, that second half don't be worth it. No, nigga, someone pit. No, like, bro, you know how many people was there? Like, this was like the very first battle. This was the very first event on Caffeine. It had hella Caffeine. It had hella stream issues because there was so many people wanting to join in because people was excited. Now they finally fixed that situation, but man. Whew. I'm glad it glitched on my end, because I don't think I'm so glad it glitched, because then I was only able to see it blurred in thumbnails when people would start posting videos about it. But I'm glad I wasn't in the building, and I'm glad I didn't actually get to see it on Caffeine. Cause I don't know T-Top. I don't know T-Top like that. I'm a fan of him. I'm not a big fan, but I'm a fan to a certain degree. I'm a fan to a point where I respect the fact that I don't really want to know him in his personal life. Meaning, I don't want to, like I'm a fan, and that's all I should be. Like, I don't really want to cross over to, like, knowing, like, oh shit, your baby mama. I don't want to cross that boundary. Like, I want to stay in the fan. I want to stay in the fan zone. I am a fan. That is it. I am a battle rap fan. I don't want to take it further than that. And I feel like seeing that picture would take it further than that. Because then it's going to put thoughts like, oh, damn. Like, wow. Yo, baby mama, wildin'. And I don't want to have that thought process. So I'm glad I didn't see it. It was the grace of God. I'm going to put it there. I'm gonna give God credit for that one. Most definitely. I didn't see what I clearly... When it started fucking up on Caffeine, it was a sign that said I was not meant to see that. And I'm glad I didn't. Whew. But yeah, T-Top handled that way better. Way better. He even had a whole round where he made kind of that shit kind of like, eh. Like, I literally like T-Top's response to it way better than Arsenal actually bringing the picture up. No cap. But Ryder, he actually describes details like tattoos and shit of Mike P's girl. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, look, I'm still learning how to deal with, you know, that type of shit. You feel me? You know, but yeah, it's all niggas got that type of weakness one way or the other. It's something we have to battle through. Eventually, the niggas that don't have these problems, I respect y'all so much. Blessings to y'all. We gonna get there someday. We're gonna get there someday. Mike P, I don't know. He didn't show it in that battle. But once again, but besides the fact that everybody's gonna break it over Mike P's head, besides that, everything else Ryder has ever said has always, it's been impactful for the moment. And then when he had that rebuttal against JC for the when he rebutted JC's ER scheme. Well, no, Ryder, like, where the ER was missing, that's what I'm gonna put you in one. That was fire. But once again, swept under the rug. And here we are, Ryder versus who? Franchise? Honestly, I don't want to like piggyback off of Vada Fly, but I kind of felt like Franchise, our last Franchise battle was against the Saga, where he was learning how to do things differently. Like, he was taking with people's criticism of his rapping style and he was trying to be better at it. Like, he didn't want to just seem like a clone. Like, ever since him and Tink the Demon battle, he realized he learned a lot. Like, and Tink the Demon had the hardest bar. Like, bro, I really wish I didn't vote for Franchise in that tournament, man. I didn't think Tink the Demon was really gonna come out the gate with that shit. Like, nigga came out, like, nigga just, like, fresh out of the, he fresh out. And he gets in the tournament. I'm thinking, but then I'm like, bro, you ain't got nothing but time to write when you locked up. So I'm like, yeah. But I didn't think Tink was gonna have some really fire shit for Franchise. Like they had to be pairing, like, that's crazy. And then he had that, you done shook hands, whatever man styling and went rogue with it. I was like, oh, damn, Tink the Demon. Whoa. Yeah, I think I slowly became more of a fan of Tink the Demon after that bar. But also, I liked his battle with Swave, clearly. The shit that he said to Swave was, whoa. You got, that's major heart. Because, like, yo, you got, yeah, Tink a different breed. When he say he the Demon, yeah, he live up to his name for sure, man. But I'm going to say, I want to say Franchise, because what Franchise showed is he could take criticism and adapt. So I feel like that could be a problem for Ryder. But Ryder's been sitting a while, though. That's the thing. Ryder has one of the few battle rappers that has, he can sit out and he still be good. Like, he doesn't have to battle a lot to really, you know, to maintain where he's at for real. He can still come back and still get some decent competition. Like, they don't get, like, I will give Ryder that respect. They don't just have him come against, like, really, like, just anybody. Still not feeling who he said, I'm still not feeling his thoughts on Kid Slade. I still want to see that battle still. He was talking about how, I almost didn't take this. Like, all right, my nigga. You're not going to downplay Kid Slade. But this, but you know what? I'm going to go with Ryder on this one. No. I like Franchise for this one. Franchise 2-1. I say Franchise 2-1 because I believe Franchise has adaptable ability. He can adapt to, I feel like he's taken all his lessons over time, and I feel like he'll be able to apply all of them on Ryder. Plus, it's been a minute since we've seen a good franchise. This could actually possibly surprise all of us and be the sleeper battle that turns into Battle of the Night, possibly, because we haven't seen much from either one of them. So they both might come out the gate with some crazy shit, but it also could be a dull battle. We can only hope for the best. But I'm going with Franchise. So far I got Your Honor over Young X, and I got Franchise over Rada. Then we got Mac Mill. The return of Mac Mill versus Truffaut. This matchup, I ain't gonna hold you. It worries me because Truffaut is fire. And don't get me wrong, I got major respect. As a matter of fact, shout out to Mr. Harper. Shout out to Mac Mill Harper. I fuck with him. You know, he's one of them fans that actually, like, you know, if you show him love, like I said, he one of them people that, like, hey, appreciate you. He'll actually talk, like, he's one of those bad rappers I can actually talk to, like, Ill Will and shit like that. Like, I can actually message them. And it don't be on no, like, weird shit. It just be me just letting them know, like, yo, that battle was fire. That's it. Or I'll just say, hey, or one time I hit Ill Will, like, when he was battling 40 Cal, I said, if you can come up with a dope-ass 40 bar, like, just one bar, one 40 bar, I will give you the first round, period. He was like, bet. He takes me back, bet. And next thing you know, I watched the battle. That 40, woo, he had some good. I said, man, this is overkill. This is overkill. Holmesy is another one. Like I said, I think he's on the card too. Or at least I believe he's battling somebody. I gotta look into that, but I don't know if it's on under the wire, down the wire though. Hey, it'd be hard to like fully like memorize the flyer. So bear with me. But I got a good portion of the battles in my head. But Mac Mill versus Truffaut. Like I said, Mister, I'm back on cam again. That means the fans still dig me. Yo, that's facts. I'm clean. But are you gonna be able to do another nigga filthy though? Like Truffaut? Like, I don't know. Mister Changing Shoes? I don't know. Like, that's another thing. Truffaut, an adaptable battle rapper too. Like, he studies his opponent and he attacks. He can be surgical. With Mac Mill though, I want to pull for my boy Mac Mill, but I respectfully, he gotta show me something. Like the last time I seen Mac Mill in action was against Dot. And, well, that doesn't say much because Dot just got bodied bad. Like, he got bodied bad by Swamp. Like, what? I almost was like, I felt like it was a joke battle at one point. He said something about Kool-Aid. I'm like, whoa, Dot, what's going on? So it don't really say much that he battled Dot, and it was a good battle. Well, no, I won't say good. It was watchable. But I expect more from Mac Mill. Like, Mac Mill really ain't done much since him and Snake Eyes battle. And, he took that L. You know, the One Eye Willie got that. But, Mac Mill still had fun. That's what he said in the interview. Like, he still had a good time. And that's the best part. People forget that part. People forget, like, at the end of the day, it's battle rap. Like, it ain't like you gonna die if you lost a battle, my nigga. Like, you still getting paid. You know, but you took a L. It is what it is. Did you have fun? Did you get paid? Did you have fun? Then okay, all right. Like, Mac Mill's one of those battle. He's one of those battle. He's one of the battle rappers that I have in my list that I don't really expect a lot. I don't really expect a lot from Mac Mill. I mainly just want to see a good battle from him. I don't really care who he battles, as long as he come through and you know do his thing. I'm not really, like, you know, I have my battle rapper. I have battle rappers who I'm fans of that I have battles that I know for a fact I want to see. And there's just some that I just want to see in action whenever they feel like it. And Mac Mill's just one of those people, like, if he feel like it, yeah, I'm down to watch this shit. I still got to watch this Joan, We Go Hard. I haven't got to it yet, because work. Yeah, I'm working on getting a new place and shit. Anyway, that's not about me. But respectfully, I gotta, no disrespect to the sauce guy, but respectfully, I gotta go with Trufaut on this one. You gotta show me some. At least create a classic with Trufaut. At least fight the, like, not really fight this nigga, because I don't know. Like I said, plus, I gotta root for Trufaut, because he from the Shy. I root for all niggas from the Shy. But plus, I know he's fire. So, and he can adapt, so it's just like, but, I mean, there's nothing really to adapt to Mac Mill besides the fact that he knows, you know. He could possibly mention Mac Mill's hardest bar, Dragon Dies Back Like a Yakuza Tap. One of the hardest bars he's had. Or the Halal Special. Halal Special. That was hard, too. Or when he was like, you either pussy or get pussy. That's how I define the word. Shot a bow. Let the with his head down. Eyes up. Gave him that Rada look. I was like, I like that. I like how he rap. Oh, he said that's how I define the crook. He had a fire battle with R Streets when R Streets was popping. R Streets had a very dope pin. But then he had that shit where he brought T-Top in the third round. He played with Danger Zone. He played with Danger Zone because he knew that people are not fans of Danger Zone, but they can't deny Danger Zone is actually fire. Like, he actually write crack, but he's just not somebody that... I'm a hater of Danger Zone. Disclaimer, I am a big time hater of Danger Zone. I hate to see Danger Zone. I hate to see him battle. I do. He's the one person in the battle rap community that I just don't like to see battle. But that doesn't mean that but at the end of the day, it's my opinion. So it is what it is. That doesn't mean it ain't gonna stop. That doesn't mean that I don't want him to, I don't want to get him canceled and stop him from getting his money. No, get your bread. I want you to eat. I definitely want Danger Zone to eat. I just hate to see the nigga battle. I do not be wanting to tune in. But I know he's fire. I've seen some of his work only because he's battled people that I like, that I actually like watching battle. And I be wanting to see how he, you know, equals up. And I still remember that Big T Slaughter. Yo, Big T was caught, like, Big T, I didn't think Big T was gonna turn up for Danger Zone like that. Like, cause I've seen Big T get lazy with big battles. So for him to kind of just, like, wild out on Danger, it was like, and on a different league, I was kind of salty, but I was happy about it, but I was salty. I'm like, bro, where is this shit elsewhere? Can we get this back on URL, T? But anyway, I gotta go with Trufaut over Mac Mill. But I believe the salt. But prove me wrong. Hey, you listening, Mr. Harper? You listening respectfully? You listening? Understand? It's just an opinion. And I mainly kind of want to trigger you just to turn up. I want you to turn the fuck up on Trufo. I want a fire ass battle to watch over again. So please, from a fan to a battle rapper, from a fan to another, to a fan of the game as well, deliver that for the fan, man. Give us a fire Mac Mill. Just for the one time, maybe. Like, stay tuned. The next up we got Sheed Happens, Miss versus Ace Amin. Some more Maryland on Maryland crime. Both of these dudes are witty wordsmiths, lyrical. Like, this is gonna get interesting. Like, Ace, I know why Ace Amin took this shit, so he could really, like, bruh, when Ace takes battles nowadays, you know he about to wild out, because he don't battle as often as, you know, well, he doesn't really battle off anyway. He's Mr. Have More Interviews Than Battles. But one thing you can say, I mean, he doesn't really give a lot of bad battles. Besides that Fonz performance, it was what it was. That shit was a little weird. But he still did his thing for the most part. Like, that was one thing people kept, like, overlooking. Like, he did have some shit for Fonz. When he got up against John John, how you let that man beat you on your own league? And you dressed up for the occasion. Like, what was, I don't understand why he got dressed up. Like, bro, we need turn the hat to the back, John John. We need snap back to the back, John John. Like, we don't need John John in the, what the, like, it's, yo. Man. And the crazy part is, he still got surf after that shit. And then, he couldn't get around. His hardest round was his second, and you still couldn't take that from surf second. Man. But we're not here to talk about John. We're here to talk about Ace Amin causing ruckus in every battle for the most part. It's a storm. It's a storm with Ace Amin. It's a lyrical storm with this nigga. Bar for bar, Ace Amin come at you with this shit. I really don't like that they hid the footage between him and Volt Bodega, because I really want to know who won that money. Because I really felt, because from what I heard, Ace, like, Volt Bodega came out the gate trying to win this shit, and then he fumbled the ball in the first round and still got it back, but still, I'm like, yo, no. Ace Amin automatically gets the first round. But we don't get, I mean, we've seen the battle, but I don't know who they actually had winning. I really hope Ace was the one that won. But nonetheless, this is the co-main event for real. This could honestly be battle of the night. I can't call this one. I know what both of these MCs are capable of. Like, I've seen, like, she don't battle often either. That's what makes it even more dangerous. Like, she, you know, besides the tournament, she did like one battle, like after the first tournament, he did like one battle, and it was against Dot. After that, we waited for Sheed to come for. And then, oh wait, then he gets to the tournament, and I guess they said he robbed Nun Nun. And he gets on the fight. He continues to go on to JC, which I really thought this was gonna happen so soon, but it happened, and it was a good. Oh, it's a great battle. But they gave it to JC respectfully. Yeah, you can't count neither one of these MCs out. She or Ace Amin could take this battle. Or we could just get a classic. It could be the best battle on this card. Honestly, it has the potential to be one. Because when you think about all the battles, this really is the battle that you... At all the battles, this is the battle that you would believe to be Ballad of Night. Wait. Oh, I almost forgot it right there. Thanks. Good thing I watched Wilder Fly, because I was just thinking about what he said about what battle would be fire without any of the other battles. We got to talk about it real quick. Head Ice versus Moon. Every Moon battle is fire. Every Moon battle, there's gems. It's not only rewatchable, but there's gems that you hold on to after the fact. Like, Moon is literally the favorite old head of the battle rap culture. From the first battle, when I see him just pull up with a big ass cigar and a newspaper, I'm like, where'd they get this nigga from? They got this nigga off the couch to spit some bars? Hell yeah, let's go for this shit, man. Next thing you know it, whoa, this nigga is fire. Like, dang, when they say the mind is a terrible thing to waste, this man took that literally. Moon was like, I don't care how old I get, this shit will always stay immortal. For as long as I'm kicking, my brain is always going to be my strongest asset. And he showed it in this battle. In his very first battle, I was like, damn. He had a great... And then from that point on, he kept doing was having a good battle. Him and Holmesy was fire. Him versus Swave I still watch that battle. He faced L.I. the Mayor, fire. Like, Moon, yeah. Moon is one of the ones, man. He one of the ones. And him to get Head Ice, it only makes sense because he's been giving Swave. Why not get... We gotta have an OG battle. Let's why not? Let's get have a, and this time it's gonna be on the URL channel. I feel like if ARP could fill away, but it is what it is. He got Head Ice, my sway. Head Ice is a more of a draw. A little bit more of a draw. Cause Head Ice has been on fire on URL lately. For real. His battle with Fonz was crazy. Him and Verb was okay. But this battle is crazy. You don't even need no other battle on the card for this. Like, if you just put Under the Wire featuring Moon versus Head Ice, I guarantee you, people will still pay just to see this. Like, real niggas for sure. This is a good-ass battle. This should be the main event. But, yeah, it's up there. So, between Ace Amin and She... You got Head Ice versus Moon could also be Battle of the Night as well. But for real, I'm gonna go with Moon. I can't go against Moon. This is a good Moon. It don't matter who's in front of him. He just adjusts. Like, if he talking to one of his fellow brethren, like niggas of his age, he still talk to him. Be some fire ass shit too. Like, he don't be disrespectful. He still let him know, like, yo, I'm a rebel, and you gonna have, yo. He was telling Sway, like, I can't speak now. I don't know how they run New York, but you gonna have a problem with me. Like, but I gotta go with Moon over Head Ice, 2-1, but a very close 2-1, a debatable 2-1. Because it's Ice. And then, like I said, I can't call She versus Ace. I can't call it. But I got it as a nominee for Battle of the Night next to Head Ice and Moon. And now let's talk about said main event of Down the Wire. The top card up. We got My Life Not Yours. Get a 2-5. Gator Game, My Life Not Yours, Stubbles versus What's Your Life Like, Shotgun Shug. This is, once again, Shaka Suge and Danny Myers have always been what we call, what I call battle rap's gatekeepers. Shout out to Dre Dennis. I heard he lost the prep. My condolences. Back to the matter at hand. I've called for a while I've been calling Danny Myers and Shaka Suge the gatekeepers of battle rap. Because all the new guys, if you really want to make a statement, come up, you gotta go up against these guys. If you really want to make a statement, go up against these two the best way you can. Like, really make a standout performance. Make a marquee performance. And they all, anybody, all the rookies, for the most part, have done their numbers. The only person that didn't pass against Shaka and Suge was One Eye Willie. Now, of course, on Twitter that year, he was so sold on the fact that he won. But, whatever. I don't know what battle he was watching. But let him tell it he's won every battle. Let One Eye Willie tell it he's won every battle. And that mentality right there is why I don't like him as battle. Because a true battle rapper knows their wins and they know their losses. If you feel like you've won every battle, you're ridiculous. Like, you got to be able to understand when you take L's. You grow from L's. You know what you did wrong and stuff like that. But nobody thinks like that. Everybody's just like, no, my shit is fire. My shit is real. My shit is raw. Shout out to Arsenal. But look, at the end of the day, L's happen. Pick yourself back up. And you can get, like, Danny Myers is the prime example of this. Danny Myers has taken a few crucial L's. And what happens? Danny Myers comes back and gives us 5 different or 6 different wins. Comes in murdering shit. Like, when he takes an L, he takes that shit to the heart. But not from the fans. He beats himself up. Like, the fans, we don't affect him. We're allowed to have our opinion. He understands we're allowed to be disappointed. But at the end of the day, when he goes home, he's disappointed in himself because he took that L, because he felt like he should have won. And what happens? He comes back for another battle and, bruh, knock a nigga's teeth in. Like, what the fuck? Like, Danny is his own critic. That's why Danny is one of the best. That skin is, his skin is, yeah, it's not penetrable. You can't cut him. You can't cut Danny. Shaka Suge, he, however, is a gatekeeper that can be rattled a little bit. He can be rattled. But nonetheless, let's not get it twisted. The man can get busy when he wants to. But if he has an opponent that's really trying to make their marquee performance, then it's like, yeah. At the end of the day, he even said it in one of the face-offs with Louise, he said he about to go ahead and spit his shit. And he said, Louise beats that, he like, hey, but he about to put out the best shit. And if Louise can top that, then it is what it is. Like, Shaka Suge, he the type of person, like, he can accept defeat, but, yeah, you don't like how he takes it, though. But, nonetheless, like, for example, Jerry West, they weren't even, he battled Jerry West during the quarantine situation, and at one point in time, Smack was only letting people do quarantine battles, you know, he wasn't letting them, because we were supposed to stay 6 feet apart from each other, so not really supposed to be that close. So thus, battles were done via like Zoom type of shit, like, you know, video chat. Some of them were interesting, but then some were like, nah. Then RB was like, there's gotta be a better way to do this. And then, yeah, there is. Have niggas not be at, like, not necessarily be behind their computer screen, but maybe, like, you know, go out to, like, a setting and kind of, like, get real creative with this shit. Like, niggas was getting recreative with their videos to battle niggas. And in RBE's quarantine situation was way better than what Smack had gone. And I felt like Smack, B's, and them kind of knew that. And then Shaka Suge and Jerry West battling face to, like, actually being, that kind of shook the app gang up a little bit. Like, oh, they near each other? And then Jerry West dunked on this. Like, Jerry West put all the stop. Yo, Jerry West got the dub for that one. That was a dope. Jerry West, when they finally started pushing Jerry West, he took every opportunity and he started smoking shit. Just kept smoking shit all the way till he got Bruh, he arguably beat Danny. Danny stumbled, and he beat Danny. And then he got they finally stopped his run by putting him in front of Arsenal and chilling. Now, he still gave great performances against both of them, including Chess, too. But it's just levels. Like, at the end of the day, he was still the best team, but it painfully showed the levels. It was like Jerry West couldn't ascend no higher. Like, he was super fire, but they just showed that they were just in a different league. Like, Jerry West in those battles could have beat anybody else on the card, but except the person he was against that night. When it came down to those two, Chilla and Arsenal, he just couldn't get it. And he was on his bag, like heavy, but he just couldn't get it. But nonetheless, despite all that, Jerry took full advantage. Easy took full advantage. And with that being said, and you see where Easy's at. Easy kept it going. Jerry kept it going until he got stopped. But Easy's gonna keep it going until he want John now, cause Calico on some other shit. Which is, I mean, yeah, he knows the fans want to see him and Cal, but John's the one that's talking shit and saying the most, so he really wants John. He's not gonna take DNA, which honestly I don't feel bad for that, cause DNA won't take a lot of Zay. So I mean, I'm sorry, I'm butthurt about that. I'm gonna forever be butthurt about the shit. I don't give a fuck. I want to see you in Lotta Zay battle. Set it up. Don't care. If you gonna curve niggas, I don't care if niggas curve you. Easy don't want to battle you, I'm with this shit. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see you in DNA. I don't want to see DNA versus Easy. There might be niggas that might campaign for that, and I respectfully, I got nothing against them. I'm just me with my own small little platform. I just don't want to see it personally. There's nothing to really talk about. What is DNA? Like, DNA can't talk to Easy about really anything. Like, you know, because once again, Easy already discussed the whole, you can't talk father. You can't talk that shit with Easy. You can't talk about how to be, you can't lecture Easy about his lifestyle. You can't do that. The only thing DNA could possibly attack is battles. And it may be attack Easy style, but it's like, bruh, it works and we like it. We don't knock you for your shit. I mean, we do, but you still do it. So what the fuck? Like, what are you going to really talk to Easy about that's going to be impactful, that's going to make us think? As far as rapping, like, come on, we get it. You could possibly rap and have some schemes for Easy, but overall, there's no buildup. There's no chemistry. There's nothing there. There's no grudge or anything. Like, you niggas, there's no real beef or nothing. It's like, if it's a simple battle, like, there's no interest behind it, besides you whining, for real, or saying, like, you won't respond because you don't want to battle. You're like, all right, bro. I would respond because, once again, you were mentioned. You know, it's the heat of competition. You plus, that could be used towards promo for the battle. That's how Twerk and Rock was set up. Like, Twerk and Rock were sending shots at each other. Next, you know, we're finally getting the battle we always wanted between Rock versus Twerk. And Twerk actually was in his bag that battle. But so was Rock. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is, without all that extra shit, it's time for Stumbles to punch his ticket. He's now facing the gatekeeper in Shotgun Shook. So we need another marquee performance. You on fire lately. I'm always going to feel away because I've been rooting for Stumble since We Go Hard. So to see him where he's at now, it's like, yes, this is what I, to see any of the niggas come from, any niggas that come from small platforms. Like, if we're talking iBattle, if we're talking We Go Hard, like anything, the Spitters League, like anything, like, well, I don't know. It's been a minute. Like at one point in time, Bullpen. Like I said, like, anybody that's coming from those leagues and making it on the main stage, like, if I enjoy watching you and I see you there, I'm going to be very happy for you. I'm going to say nothing but blessings for you all the way through, because I've watched you. I've watched your craft, and I've been waiting, and now it's finally here, and now it's a win-win situation. You're getting bigger checks. You're getting a bigger look, and I get to see you in this bigger look, and I get to see you battle at the highest level. It's a win-win situation. So once again, this right now stumbles, win-win situation. Still remember when he was smoking B Trill's ass and now he get the face shotgun shut. Hey Steeps! That's why I be bugging, my nigga. I be needing these plates. You know how grandma it's like grandma's cooking. You know when the stubborn, you know when the oven open, fuck out here, the heat in your face. I'll clip some. Now you gave me the shot. I'm gonna thank you for it with a real one. You won't sleep well tonight. Cortez in that slaughterhouse. Fuck your roster. And like, you, like, yo. Like, Stumbles has a dick. Like, yo. But we in this bitch. We got Stumbles versus exactly how I'm gonna feel if I don't win this shit. It's bogus. My nigga. I knew a mother lost her son but didn't know it. 2 years later, found her dead in the basement, couldn't smell because she had COVID. Nigga, fuck you. Yo, Stumbles, 5-0 one-eyed Willie. 5-0 one-eyed Willie. Let's talk about that. No, we don't got to. The Stig is already done. Point is, it's time to push it forward. It's time to go even further. Dare I say an anime reference? Hey, it's time to go ultra. Anyway, I got Stumbles. 2-1. He's got to get 2-1. Because Shotgun could beat him. He could stop the momentum. Because Shotgun surprised me against B-Dot. Like, he arguably got that. He edged B-Dot. Like, that was a good battle. Like, Shotgun was in his bag for B-Dot. Like, I didn't... Like, because, like I said, we've always been worrisome about Shotgun should take in pins. He don't do well against pins. Not really. But he did his thing with B-Dot. That was, like... Slim Shug is in a whole... Like, not only has he dropped the weight, he's also wised up a little bit. He's also stepped up, like... But then again, his battle with One-Eyed Willie showed that he could definitely step it up. He just got to be feeling the battle for real. And that's really what plays a factor in this one right here. Like, does he really want to smoke Stumbles? Or is he kind of just taking a check and letting Stumbles... And basically giving Stumbles his shot. And if Stumbles gives a marquee performance and he beats Shotgun Shug's toughest material, he'll keep excelling. But if Shug wants to smoke him, this could be close. This could be close. This could be debatable. If Shotgun wants to smoke him, this could be close. And with that, Stumbles got to really be in his bag, which means he can't do what his name implies. You can't stumble. If you stumble against Shug, you'll lose. You'll lose. Because if Shug, like, that's one thing. Shug can spot weakness. And then I feel like Shug, being a veteran, he could turn up if you stumble. He'll turn up once you're done, and it could be slim chances. We need you to keep it the same way you did with One-Eyed Willie. If you would have got through your material real sick, that would have been debatable. But real sick got it because you stumbled. But it was still a fire battle. We need you to keep the One-Eyed Willie performance and, yo, make this close or beat him. And push your career farther. Please and thank you. And with that being said, I'm going for Stumbles 2-1. But one of the factors that plays in is, does Shotgun Shug want to smoke this nigga? Does he want to smoke Stumbles? Or is he really just going to have, he's just going to take a check, put some, get his three toughest material, and if Stumbles have marquee performance, he's just going to accept it. I say toughest because Shotgun Shug don't write trash shit. It just gets outweighed by something that by shit that's levels. Like, there's levels to this shit. But, you know, that's like, I actually agree with Sue Surf when him and Shug battle. Like, he didn't really trash Shug. Like, he didn't say, like, I don't think Shug is ass at all. I actually like Shug. It's just, you know, when it comes to, but he's battling me and I just feel like there's levels, you know? And I feel the same way, you know, as a fan. Like, I feel like Shug doesn't write, has never wrote anything to me that's trash. It just gets outweighed by some, in most cases, gets outweighed by something because of levels. Somebody's material just outweighs his. But it'd still be tough material if it was against somebody else, maybe smaller competition. Maybe against somebody that's definitely not believable. But I'm just talking shit for the most part, like I usually do. But that's it. That's what I got for URLs under the wire. It's not going to be on the caffeine, unfortunately. It's an app only event, but you can get tickets. So that, I mean, so all my Maryland folk, you know, it's in Houston, what's it called? Humsville or Hughesville? Definitely get your tickets, you know, before they sell out. I might consider getting the app again and watching the battles on there. Or I might just know some niggas. Who knows? I have a theory in mind. But yeah, so far what we got? I got Your Honor over Young X. I have Franchise over Rada. I have sadly Truefoe over Mac Mill, but respectfully though. I wanna see Mac Mill turn up on him. I got Moon over Head Ice, but it's gonna be one of the battles of the night. Sheet happened and A$AP Mean, another battle of the night, and I definitely can't call the shit. And then last but definitely not least, we got My Life Not Yours versus What Your Life Like. Which, that's fire. Think about that. What Your Life Like? Well, My Life Not Yours. Like, that's the perfect rebuttal in itself right there. Yo, Stumbles, if you want to, if you listen to this, flip that in some way, like when you get ready to go into your rounds. Like, flip that in some way, like, when it should be like, what's your life like? Well, I can tell you one thing, my life not yours. Like, something, like, do that, like, something, like, what I said was just plain basic. But flip it into some shit like that, like, you know what you do. Get into your intangibles. Get into the bags that I know you can get in. And I got Stumbles over Shotgun Suge. But the factor in the battle is, does Suge want to smoke him or not? Because it could be closer than most fans would. Most fans would give it credit for. This could be closer if Suge wants to smoke him. But if Suge is just gonna give him a, if Suge is just trying to get a check and just gonna play the typical gatekeeper and just give us three of his toughest material, and if it just gets outweighed by Stumbles' performance, then it just, and, you know, performance's marquee performance with his material, if Stumbles' material just outweighs Shotgun Suge and he just accepts it, then it kind of goes without saying that Stumbles is going to get this. But if Suge wants to smoke him, this battle could be close. But I'm still going for Stumbles. And that's all I got for, today. One more thing. Yo, Easy, I do what I want. That was fire. I like that. That's all I got to say on that one. I might speak on that in another podcast. But other than that, this is B&B. I'm signing out respectfully.